light to everybody worldwide. And greetings to all of my kings, queens, and always to those shining in between. Welcome back to the Sugar Service. As promised and hopefully per request, I am your host who loves a good toast, Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Uncle Auntie, also known as the Soprano with the Adam's Apple, also known as Big Brother. Let's get right on this beautiful Friday night. This is a safe space, you hear me? A safe space where we uplift each other if you're in one of those moods, chat about the news since the world never has a clue, and hopefully one of the homies pull up because Sugar loves a good chit, chat, chew. This week's guest is a special one. My good, good, good friend, the legend in the making. You heard that here first, by the way. The wonderfully gifted and talented Nick Harwood will be joining us today. And you don't want to miss that. So sit back together. Let's clear our hearts and our minds because it is time for the Word of the Week.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Preach, preacher!
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on.
All right, my beautiful people, let's jump right into it. This word is brought to you by a special friend of your gorgeous future self. If you always do what you have always done, you will continue to be who you always are. And if you continue to be who you have always been, then you will never allow yourself access to the gift of evolving. And that, beloved, is an access no one can hold from you but you. Evolving into the better version of yourself does not only benefit you, but it also benefits the people around you. Becoming is one of the greatest things you could ever do for yourself. I'm gonna say that again for whoever have turned the volume down on your boy Sugar. Becoming is one of the greatest things that you could ever do for yourself. Stop settling for what's comfortable and push yourself forward. Stop settling for what's available and push those dreams and ideas just a little bit further. Be intentional about your future. Be intentional about your wildest dreams. Change the narrative, gain the access. Ashe, okay. And that's on that. I hope you received this word with open arms and an open heart because that was for me and it definitely was for you too, but it looks like it's time for the news. DJ, pump the beat. All right, everyone, let me start off by giving respect where it is due. Rest in power, Andre Leon Talley, as well as Terry Mugler. Fashion, we have really, really, really lost someone. My dog is crying right now. I'm crying as well. Jay-Z, Meek Mills, and others will be pushing for a new law to prevent lyrics from being used in court against rappers to prove guilty. It's way past time for that, but I stand behind it. Unfortunately, the Fugees have canceled their upcoming 25th anniversary tour for The Score. Damn, that album was my album. The Fugees canceling again kind of feels like a tribute, huh? Not so much a performance. I'm just being honest.
And now, the Neighborhood Hall of Fame, presenting local legends, icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community.
All right, y'all, this is the part of the show where we honor one of the movers and shakers of the community because to us, they are our version of what a superhero actually is. Today, we are honoring the game known as Spades, one of the most iconic card games known to at least five generations by now, especially in my family. One of the only card games loud enough to get your grandmother cursing you out. One of the only card games loud enough to get you kicked out the family barbecue. One of the only card games loud enough to get you even kicked out the family. Spades has been around for generations, bringing families together and tearing people apart at the same goddamn time. Forever a staple, forever legendary. And for that, you are our local hero of the week. Keep pushing that fucking P. Wow, I am so excited. This is crazy. I cannot believe who's in front of me besides my beautiful dog. And I can't believe my eyes. This is really, really happening. The legendary Nick Harwood is in the building.
Hello. Good morning, New York. Good morning, world. Good morning, Spotify. Hi, Mom.
What's up, Nick? Welcome to the Sugar Service. I'm so glad you're here.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know, honestly, the honor is really having you here. So thank you for having me.
Oh, you're too kind. I would do anything for you. There's very little I wouldn't do.
I mean, there's so much that you've already done that a lot of people may not know already, but Nick has produced all of my videos that look like movies. No offense to any other producers and directors that I've worked with, but Nick has produced a lot of videos that look like movies, such as Persistence and another song that I don't know if I can say yet because it's not even out yet. That's how far in the future Nick Harwood is, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. But a really amazing song. I will tell the people that. Wow. That song is extremely special, and I was daunted by even having to make a video for it, but I think we did a good job.
I mean, you did a great job.
We tore.
For everyone that doesn't know, ladies and gentlemen, and all those in between, Nick Harwood is an amazing artist. He's a director. The next Steven Spielberg. Oh, yes, I'm saying things like that. Oh, yes. Also a singer. A lot of people don't know.
That's true.
You know, he actually is really, really good. And producer and engineer. You know, he's an all-around artist. So I want you guys to meet my beautiful friend.
Well,
but
thank you.
You're welcome.
You're too kind.
No, you're welcome.
You're too kind.
So that was just the introduction. Now let's just get down to it, right?
Okay,
let's be real. My dog is so sad in this room. Who is Nick Harwood?
Is that the real question?
Yes, that's the first question. Who are you?
Oh, man. Who am I? You just said it all.
I know, but you say it now.
Well, you know what? I think I actually identify more as a failed musician than a real musician.
Wow,
me too.
You know
what I mean? But I think that that's a cool thing to be because if you're not, you should be one or the other, right? Everybody should either be a successful musician or a failed musician.
Wow. No in between?
I think it's weird. No in between. I think it's weird if you're neither. Wow. I think everybody should be in one of those two camps.
I don't know where I sit in those camps, but I'm down.
You're successful. You're obviously on.
Yeah, but I
kind of
feel like the other side too sometimes. So like,
well, you know, for instance, you put out music, which is more than most people can even say. That's a hard thing to do on its own. I can't claim to have ever really done that.
Yeah, but you actually have put out music. To your
in
friends,
the past, I did.
You put out music to your friends is the same thing. To me, like putting out music to just my friends is the same thing as like putting it out to the world, honestly. Like
I actually agree. And even with that, you play it close to home. You don't really send music out all the time. Even when I beg you for it, you won't give me that MP3.
Well, you know, one day you'll get that MP3. But back to you.
Back to me. So who am I? I don't know. I can't answer.
You're still becoming. Shout out to that. You're still becoming.
I'm in the process of eternal becoming, of course.
Wow.
All.
Shout out to Michelle. All right. But let's talk about your artistry. Let's talk about your artistry though. Like I want the world to know that you're an amazing director.
Oh, thank you.
Which you really are. Thank you. I can't believe that we're all so friends.
Yeah, true.
How did that get started?
Well, funnily enough, I was thinking about this. When I was a kid, I used to play with my mom's Super 8 camera. She had the Super 8 camera, the Super 8 projector, and I was just one of those kids who was always playing with that, writing little plays and, you know, being mm-hmm. a creative little brat. I think give me a
name of one of those plays you were writing.
Okay, the first play I wrote, it was called something. I think it was called Hate Becomes Love, and it was actually a basketball.
Oh my God, you are so.
It was caring. A basketball play, and they had some like playwright who came to my like elementary school. This is really way back, and they did like a little contest to, you know, everyone wrote a play, and then the winning play would be staged, and Hate becomes love, or hate turns into love. I got asked by mom. That was the winning play, and that was that was a basketball themed. I don't really remember much else about the plot, but it was a basketball theme.
Wow! Shout out to your mom. Shout out to the Harwoods in general. Those are the homies I've met.
Yeah, you have. You have. They love you.
I've met them all. But okay, so where'd you grow up? Let's get into it. Like, where'd you grow up?
I'm originally from New York. You could say. Wow. I grew up the Upper West Side. Okay, in fact, if you want to log into my Amazon or anything, I'll just tell you the password right now. It's still 320 West 86th Street with an asterisk.
Well, let me give you a test. Mm-hmm. How do you take your coffee?
I take my coffee with two creams, no sugar.
Wow, yeah, you're from the Upper East Side.
Upper West Side. What about you?
Nothing.
Nothing? You take it black?
Brooklyn. Nothing. Although that's not really Brooklyn. They take it like milkshake.
I think most coffee drinkers around the world drink it like that. It's only in like New York and like capital cities where we think we're too good to put five sugars in the coffee.
Yeah, that's me. But back to you. So you're from New York, but then you left. What happened?
I can't even claim from New York, but was born in New York. And then when I was like 4 or 5, moved to Maryland. So right outside DC.
Right.
And that's where I really had my formative years. Wow. That's where the basketball play went down and all that.
Can I ask you a question about people that are from Maryland, quote unquote, right outside DC?
Yeah.
Is everyone that's from Maryland right outside DC, quote unquote? Because that's all I hear with like people that's from Maryland. Like, where you from? I'm from Maryland, right outside DC. I'm like, okay, girl.
Okay, we'll put it like this, because it's D.C., in as much as D.C. is a city, which it kind of isn't, you know D.C., it's more like a town, right?
Yeah.
I grew up, like, let's say, I think probably like 40 minutes from Baltimore, and I've been to Baltimore once in my life.
Wow.
Like, literally once or maybe twice in my life, I've been to Baltimore.
I love
Baltimore. It was always like, go into D.C., and that was like the cool thing to do. But it's true that people play that fast and loose. Like, there's people that are straight up from what I consider the suburbs, and I'm from the suburbs, and they will claim DC, and it's a little bit of a contentious thing. But the DMV.
Okay, DMV. Shout out to the DMV.
Montgomery County.
Yeah, call them out. Call your girls out. Yeah, call your girls out.
Yeah, MoCo, 88 Rose, all that.
I love it.
Silver Spring, Tacoma Park.
Yeah.
That's where I went to middle school. So, you know.
Okay, I see you. Okay, so.
Right there, the DMV.
Was that where the art kind of like started inspiring you to become like a filmmaker? Because you're a filmmaker.
Yes. Well, there was like little plays. I remember I did like an adaptation of, do you know, were you a Lemony Snicket fan?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
absolutely
I can't
not.
Really see that for you. Anyways, we won't go into that then. But making little...
No, go into it though, because there might be people that are listening that, you know, actually know what's up.
Well, shout out to the Lemony Snicket fandom, if that even still exists.
Wow.
They've
Put
tried
me
to
on.
Reboot that one a couple times. But it was like a kid's series, like kind of gothic. I like made little adaptations of that and just kind of messed around. Truly, music was the thing that I wanted to do. I wasn't like trying to be a filmmaker by any means. It was, like I said, I'm a failed musician. I was, at that point, I wasn't a failed musician yet. I was still an aspiring musician.
Aspiring to fail.
Yeah, aspiring to fail. I was the guy who was like making the beats and being like the, you know, the cool, I was very much probably maybe obvious, like the cool white boy was my persona. Mm-hmm. Like I wanted to make beats. I wanted to be on the radio. Peter Rosenberg went to my high school.
Wow.
Right? So I was like, damn, if Peter Rosenberg can like make it to Hot 97, I could be.
I see you actually on Hot 97, actually.
I would still.
You would be kind of bomb on Hot 97. Imagine you and like Funk Master Flex on the same show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I could handle that. I still want to do that, I think, more than anything, is be on the radio. So this really is kind of helping me live that fantasy, you know.
I
so thank
hope
you, for that.
You guys hear this first. Nick Harwood, who has a fantasy of being a radio personality, is live right now on the radio telling his story.
Put me on the Breakfast Club.
This is a big deal.
Ricky Smiley, any of that. I do truly love radio. I think radio is the coolest thing ever.
This is a big, big deal for you, Nick.
It's true.
But yeah.
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do radio and music and like be a professional like white boy, basically. Right. And like somehow connected to rap music. That's like all I wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean.
I wanted to be Despot. I wanted to be Despot.
Oh my God. Okay. Shout out to Despot, actually. Alec, we're so proud of you. Like, I can't believe I turned on HBO and you're on TV.
And the show is good.
The show is actually really, really good. It's so.
The show's really
like,
good.
It's so good. New York, we got one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we
New
do.
York, we actually got one.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my hustle.
But how did film become like, oh my God, I make movies for real now. Like, this is not a play anymore. It's real.
I think at a certain point when I, you know, I went to school and you have to kind of choose what you want to study. And so I chose to study.
What school did you go to?
Film and radio. I went to school in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And the program was called Radio, TV, and Film. So I went.
Oh,
so
wow.
You kind of just had to at some point choose. And that's what I chose. And so it kind of put me on a path towards imagining what I could do that incorporated not just music, but like acting and all of, and writing and stories. And, you know, that's what. Film gives you an excuse to like make music without actually like being the musician.
So you were still becoming, not knowing that you were still becoming, but still working on a brand new other craft that you didn't even know you had.
But that's what it is. That's what's cool. You know how it works. Like when you make a video or a movie, whatever, every single time you got to bring a whole different skill set to bear.
For sure.
And I appreciate that about the medium, you know.
For sure.
So I'm a generalist.
You are actually.
I'm not a specialist. Well, I'm a generalist.
You might be the combo.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I appreciate people who can do it all. I think that's like, we should all try to do that.
Actually, speaking of doing it, I have to take a break and pay a bill. We'll be right back.
Do you have weak, damaged hair? New Garnier Fructis hair filler systems fill hair with strength 7 layers deep. In just one use, you can reverse up to 1 year of damage to hair smoothness. The sulfate-free hair filler plus vitamin CG system gives you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. New Garnier Fructis hair filler is available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
And we are back. So yeah, film musician, not really. Goes to Chicago, goes to art school. Like, what was the vibe in Chicago? Because that's definitely different from DMV, right?
For sure.
What's the Chi-Town vibe?
The Chi-Town vibe was that, I mean, I feel lucky because I lived, the 4 years I lived there was, I thought Chicago was the coolest place to be on the planet. It was like Rashad and Tech Life and Footwork was very much a thing.
Shout out to Rashad.
Shout out to Rashad, who I got a drop from. This is kind of
really?
A legendary story. Yeah, I have a drop from Rashad because I did radio up there.
Wow. And you know, you're such an icon. This is crazy. No, tell me the story. How'd you get the drop?
So I ran, this is college radio. I was in charge of like the music director for the rap and like dance music program, but which actually in Chicago was like the show had existed since the 80s, you know? So they had a whole community of not just students, but like local Chicago DJs, like real legends, like shouts out to M50. A lot of cool people.
That's so bomb.
Yeah, and so we would bring the Tech Life guys up, and I was super cool and still am with DJ Earl and DJ Phil, DJ Manny, Timo, and Rashad came up, and we would just drink and like smoke and just play music for like hours. It was the best. And Vishal came legends. Up and did a drop once. Yeah.
I love them. They used to come to Ghetto Gothic.
Right. This was the
love
same.
Love them.
So that was me, was in Chicago looking at Ghetto Gothic and being like, damn, that is cool.
Can we stop this interview and you give me a drop right now so I have it in the archives? Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Go.
What's the deal? This is Nick Harwood and you are listening to Sugar Service right here on 93.9 WKYS, DC's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah, that was delicious. That was actually really good.
I
you
do
are
the
radio.
Voice, right?
Isn't this crazy?
I've always
You know what? Nick is radio.
I've always thought I got a face for radio.
Yeah. So let's talk about, I keep bringing it back to film because people need to know the work that you have out.
Mm-hmm.
What inspired you to work with the artists that you work with in film and the things that you create?
Well, I enjoy working with artists that have a total vision for themselves. I think, like I said, I'm a generalist, so I like to collaborate. I like to get in where I fit in, and I like to work with people who have a vision of their own that I feel like I can, they have a fire that I can throw gas on. I think it's, I don't like to be like top down, like, here's who you are. I don't like to, I've been in that position and I don't love doing it.
Wow, I've never seen you in that position.
The creative director thing.
But I also, no. I think you actually are a creative director. I wouldn't call you the gas. I would call you the gas who's going to gaslight yourself as well.
Yeah, sure.
in the midst of putting fire with someone else, for sure.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, definitely.
It depends. Some people do want that. Some people do want someone to just tell them who they are. And I'm not the person who can do that for you. So I like working with people who are also super risky. I like taking risks and I like feeling like we're doing something naughty together that we maybe shouldn't be doing. I mean, that's what you would hope to get out of a collaboration. And then sometimes I hope to make a little money. That's how I choose.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Passion first, money second.
Passion first, money second.
Mm. Who are some of your inspired filmmakers?
Who are some of my inspired filmmakers? The guy that I always come back to is I am a big fan of a director called
Tyler Perry.
Well, close. He's kind of like,
I am.
He's very adjacent to Tyler Perry.
Perfect.
I've never seen a Tyler Perry movie, Come Clean.
Oh my God.
But Lars von Trier.
I can't believe you capping on my show. Like, you've been to my house. You've seen
a
Tyler
fake.
Perry film.
I'm very fake. Go
ahead.
Do you know
Lars? I don't want to go any further with, and then you end up disrespecting Tyler Perry. Because Tyler Perry is, you know, a mogul
on
this show.
Yeah, thank you very much. All praise,
you know what I'm saying?
All praise.
He'll be on Netflix very soon.
But Lars von Trier. I mean, there's very few people whose filmographies I've seen their entirety. Lars von Trier is one of those directors. You know, he did like Melancholia,
right,
which people love. He's
genius.
Dogma. He's genius. He's like he's the guy who I admire because he's so anti-aesthetic, and he like the whole look is there is no look, and that's the look.
Mm-hmm.
And he's genius. For
well
that.
Put.
And it's
I
all
love
about
that.
Drama and like nuts and bolts. So, you know, but I love everything, you know.
Yeah, you do.
Kubrick.
Okay, another question. Here's a future question.
Okay.
You're huge. You're already huge. You're going to be even bigger.
I'm enormous. That's what everyone's talking about.
Yeah, enormous. Do you ever see yourself having a production lot? Do you ever see yourself getting the lot and
that's
like going
a great
to
question.
Work?
Oh my God.
Because
I
totally see you on the lot.
Like
Carrie.
A mini little Afghanistan.
Yeah, like that'd be so good.
A little like Mexican village. Have you done the back lot?
Carts.
Have you done like one of the
No,
tour?
Not yet.
Like
no,
Universal
no, no.
Studios. It's
no,
amazing.
Never.
You need to
never.
Do it.
No. It's too that sounds like it's carrying. I can't.
I to answer your question, I do see myself on a lot. I see myself owning lots of property in the 30-mile zone and having amazing
Can
standing
I stay there?
Sets. Yeah, you can sleep in Afghanistan if you want.
Wow. Rent free?
Rent free.
Guys, you heard it here first. You're hearing a lot of things here first, guys. I'm so excited. But yeah, all right. That's really cool.
Yeah, you're right. The cart, that is a good look, right?
Yeah, the cart is very important. Are you shitting me? The card is very, very important.
I've never been on the last thing I did was the first time I even had a viewfinder. You know, like the viewfinder where you put the lens up. They're doing me dirty. Yeah. I need to have a word with production because they need to put me in a cart, give me the megaphone, the viewfinder.
Yeah, step it up, production. Step it up. Mm-hmm. All right, so what's next for Mr. Nick?
What's next for me? Hopefully you and I are going to make an amazing movie one day. I think that is in the cards. That would be my dream.
I would love to make a movie with you. I mean, you know, I have a few treatments in my wallet that I'm ready to spend.
Yeah, yeah, I do too. You know what I'm saying? And I hope that we can, do a $1 million movie.
Wow. Speaking of $1 million, there's over 1 million young film producers who also want to do exactly what you're doing. Is there any way you will open up your palms and be like a dad to some lost kids who are ready for a film, ready for music videos, ready for TV, ready for everything that you have? Basically, are you hiring?
I'm not hiring, but had I the means, I would totally do that. And I honestly, I wish somebody would still do that for me. So any of the millionaires listening right now, please get in touch.
Well, you heard that here first.
Please get in touch.
Oh my God. Thanks for coming to the Sugar Service, Nick. You are a fucking carry.
Thank you so much for having me. And I learned it all from you. You remember my original DJ? Let's not forget DJ White Wine. I feel like that's what I should have said with the drop.
Well, speaking of DJ White Wine, we have to do one more thing that I do with all of my guests.
Okay.
The carry of the week. I do this thing every week with my guests where at the end of our little conversation, we discuss what we think is the carry of the week. It could be anything, whatever happened personally or what you saw online or even your DJ name, DJ White Wine, which is actually more legendary than carrying.
By the way,
for anyone that doesn't know what I'm talking about, I named him DJ White Wine.
That's true. And we didn't even tell that story about how I was your... That's how we first met, was I was your DJ for...
That's... One what? Night. That's how we met?
Quite literally, that's how we met.
That's crazy. I'm not,
something happened.
Not real. Something that's not happened. True.
You needed a DJ. You were performing, and they gave me a USB and was like, just do it. And so I did it.
And wow.
Yeah.
Fire. The rest is history.
The rest is history.
But no, what's the carry of the week? What do you think is the carry of the week?
What's the carry of the week? What is the carry of the week? I feel like there's an obvious carry of the week.
I mean, there's always something obviously carrying.
The carry of the week has got to be the what's going down in Paris right now. The whole situation that everybody wants to talk about. Every conversation I have is like, speaking about those two people, and it's insane.
My God.
And they're not the carry, but people talking about them is the carry of the week.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, I can't deal with the post-funeral fashion show that's happening right now. Everyone loves to come out when someone's dead. It's so good.
That's the carry of the week.
That's actually the carry of the week, the post-funeral. Mm. The mourning, the collective mourning in other countries. Mm. Unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would be it for me.
All right. I love you, baby. I gotta go.
Too.
Thanks for coming to the Sugar Service.
Thank you for having me.
I'm gonna see you soon.
I hope so.
Are you gonna come over?
I'll be in New York pretty soon. I'll hit you up.
All right. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Y'all, as we come to the close of another glorious and beautiful Sugar Service, it is my duty to give flowers where they are due because that's just what I do. The world is a loud place full of distraction. You could love someone or love something with your full heart and never get a chance to say it because bills get in the way or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow. But just as sure as death and taxes, in this service, we are here to pay our respects to living legends. Every week here on the Sugar Service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure while they are alive and still on this earth to receive and collect their flowers. This week, we are honoring the legendary Miss Tracy Ellis Ross, the actress, the singer, the model, the producer, the director, Miss Tracy Ellis Ross, already born into royalty being the daughter of the iconic mother, Diana Ross. For over two decades, Tracy has truly made a name for herself in legendary performances and shows such as Girlfriends and Black-ish, which are two of my favorite shows, believe it or not.
let alone her gigantic sense of style and grace on the gram and in person. Tracy continues to be an amazing example for young girls who look like her, and that's the energy we love to push. So for all that you do and continue to do, we honor you, Miss Tracy Ellis Ross. Carry the fuck on, queen. We are, y'all, at the end of another beautiful sugar service. Thanks to my guest, Nick Harwood, and for you for listening. I love you guys. I hope I see y'all next week at the same time here at the sugar service. Be safe, be determined, and never defeat it. Mwah. Thank you all for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of the sugar service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalvik and Yasi Salah. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons is Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Miller-Gordon, and Nino Alubay. And help from Barlow & Sons head of production, Stephanie Wood. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank Tuck. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Well, special thanks to David Gagliardi. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.